listener production.
We should do this before we start.
Yeah.
Let's just get the levels right.
Oh, yeah.
Very great.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to test your levels, guys. Does this sound okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe just a little louder.
How's that?
Was that the same level or different?
That was the same. Well, Mark, is that all right for you? Can you hear that?
I can. A little more would be great.
How's this?
Great.
That's perfect.
Is that okay, that one as well?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
That's perfect.
All right, whenever you guys are ready.
G'day, legends, and welcome to another Ripper episode of the Auntie Dunna podcast. This week, we work our way through a new catalogue of fart sound effects. Which ones are good? Which ones will make the top of the list? Stay tuned to find out.
Good morning and welcome to the Auntie Dunna podcast. As people know, we're in our new fancy set, and we've just part of that as well as we've got a brand new sort of collection of sounds that we're allowed to use, royalty-free things.
Yeah, there's a lot of specifics about like licensing and it's you don't need to know the details on that, but we've got access to a lot more sounds.
But what we've organized is we're going to go through, just for you, just to know from now on which of these sounds are okay to what, which ones we like, what we don't like, and then we can go from there moving forward with these sounds. These are all the fart sounds that.
Can I ask a question? So you finish the explanation, then I'll ask my question.
Pretty much. So we're just going to walk through these, see what we're good with, and then
create a short list.
Of
ones that we would potentially use in episodes of the Auntie Dunna podcast.
So when they might be ideally used in a situation.
Yeah, normally we would be doing this behind the scenes. This is sort of a process we would do, you know, if we were to record on the Tuesday. On the Monday, we always set aside a bit of time to check on things like this, you know. But we just thought, we're always doing funny. People often say on the Patreon when we ask what they want to see. Yeah. They do want to see us and our process and how we work.
So a very favorite, a lot of people's favorite show is Peaky Blinders, and we wanted to give people a peeky behind the blinders. Curtain.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mark.
Okay.
Not sure.
Sure. I've got one question before we jump in. What are we looking for exactly in these fart sounds? Is it funniness, or is it a broader thing than that? Because I don't know if funny. Funny is such an abstract, personal thing, and if we're focusing on that, we're I don't see the benefit of, because if we disagree, what are you gonna? Oh, I found it funny. You didn't.
I think if anyone finds anyone good, that goes on a short list.
Yeah.
You dropped your pen. Broden was talking using his hands there, and in his attempt to sort of gesticulate.
Just, why couldn't you just leave
make
it?
Make a point.
Why couldn't you just
you
leave it?
Like a fool, and I want you to know that. I want everyone at home to know that as he was doing.
Mark's dropped his pen, but I'm not gonna.
No, I didn't.
You're not gonna bully him.
All right.
Just before we jump in, while Mark was talking about the pen dropping. And I'm not going to drop the pen. This is not like a setup for a funny third. While Mark was doing that, we have cough buttons in our fancy new studio. So the idea of that is before you cough, you press the button and you cough. For example, I'm about to cough. And then you didn't hear the cough. Maybe you
heard that would have heard that up.
Residual cough that up. In Mark and Broden's, but that was to demonstrate. See, that was Mark coughing. I also use the cough button for a gulp.
Ahem.
That was a Broden cough. You would have heard that through mine
was
and Mark's.
Was that a cough? Is it ahem a cough?
That was a fake cough.
But if you're ahemming.
It was for demonstrative purpose.
He's not a demonstrator. Okay.
No, it was for
I'm da monster.
He's da monster. He's da motherfucking monster. Now. That was Mark coughing. You would have heard it through mine and Brod. Now, I've been using the cough button not for coughing, but for gulps. So I'll have a drink of my coffee, for example. In the past, we'd be doing a podcast and this is what you'd hear. But what I would do, what I do now, is I'll have a sip. And you might not have even heard that gulp.
I don't even know if my mic picked that
You
up.
Might have faintly heard it. So I've been using it for gulps. While Mark was talking about Broden dropping his pen, I pressed the cough button while I sipped, and then I took it off for the gulp. So for anyone that heard a gulp during Mark's monologue, I just want to apologize. The cough button is new to us. We're still getting used to the cough button. So,
coughing.
I just want to apologize if you heard that gulp. I pressed the cough button at the wrong time.
I wish there was a bloody coffee button on here.
Oh, and we'd have fresh coffee.
Love a refill.
Yeah.
Now.
Do you want a refill? We can take a break.
No, I've had enough this morning. I was just.
Because we can take a break if you want to go.
No, I just thought it would be funny.
It would be very inconvenient, but. All
right.
Do you want to take a break?
No. I've. This is like my third cup for the day, so I was.
I can get you a coffee. I don't need.
I don't actually need a coffee. I was just saying, it would be
Oscar,
funny.
If that's okay, could you grab Mark a coffee?
What
sort of coffee are you after?
Just the black. Just a long black would be fine.
No, don't get it for him, Oscar. Mark,
okay. Look what you've done.
Just listen.
You are the monster.
That was Mark coughing. Cool. This would have been helpful during bloody COVID.
The cough button.
Were you coming in with COVID?
No, but
it wouldn't have stopped the cough. It doesn't stop the cough though.
I didn't. No, I'm saying. But if we would have,
this isn't there was a cough. This isn't the equivalent of an N95.
This would be helpful during COVID times if when you pressed it, you didn't cough at all. But that's not what this button does.
What do you think? How do you think viruses are carried? It's in the drop. It's not in the sound. If you hear someone with COVID cough on a podcast, you don't get COVID from them. That's mystical arts.
I thought he was saying in sort of a real life situation, say you're on the tram, in public transport, you had a cough button in real life, I don't know, on your phone or something. And that would stop you from coughing, and that would be helpful during COVID.
It makes me worry, Broden, that your understanding of like viral load and disease
is not what I was saying.
But it makes me worry that you're not just decades, centuries behind on how viruses are spread. Do you understand?
Yeah, and that's not what I was saying. So don't worry about that.
It's weird, man.
That's a very strange way to be using the cough button.
All right.
I'll allow it.
Shall we crack into this list of fart sounds and rating them?
Yes. And I thought it could be fun to do, you know, at times, a little guessing game.
Okay.
Maybe we try and guess the name of the file of the fart based on the sound of the fart.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be every time. Have to be every single time, I know. Zach had a little joke he wanted to do, and that kills that. So maybe every second or third time.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
No, I think
because you wanted to do a little. Oh, and what was the name of that one?
I just didn't want to like make it too much of a game. But I think what you're doing here is the right tone for this podcast. I thought you were going to make it like guess the fart.
No. I just thought at times I could go.
Yeah, it's fun. This is a fun way to do it. Yeah, this is the tone I wanted.
We've got a lot of farts to get through.
I'm not going
to
be strict.
We're maintaining that tone, and I think we will.
I'm not going to be strict on when I try to guess the name of the file. I don't. There's not going to be. It's not going to be every second time.
Mark, your coffee's on the way.
No, Oscar. That's. I do appreciate it. I'm not saying that I don't appreciate it. I have had too much. If you bring it, I will have it. It was just a little because there's a. It's a little cough button on the microphone, and I was just saying a coffee button would be funny.
Anyway, let's crack
it. You got to watch what you say around here, man.
I've learnt my lesson.
Let's crack in.
Let's crack in.
Are we good to go? All right. Well, I wasn't ready. Let's go again.
No, no. And that was me.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, yeah. All right, and go.
All right. Oh, okay. I actually do need to hear that a couple more times. Even can I hear that, Oscar? If this is possible, tell me if it's not. Three times in a row, just because it's quite a short, sharp one. I think I just need to hear it a couple of times to get an impression of it.
Mm. That sounds to me like it's coming out of a tight hole.
Okay. Okay, so it's quite a tight.
Yeah, I would say it's a tight. That's like
a tight hole.
I think that's an excuse me beat. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Pardon. Oh yeah, pardon even. Pardon.
Well, that's a new one.
That's a different one.
Sorry. Let's just slow down.
Here.
Sorry, that actually was part of the same sound effect.
Oh, sorry. Can you elaborate on that, mate?
Sorry.
So, yeah, this is, it goes for 13 seconds, but I kept stopping it at the first fart because I thought you were going to talk about the first fart noise, but I can just keep it going.
Can we hear the whole sound, if that's okay?
Yep. Sorry.
Before you make those sorts of executive decisions, just check.
That really needs to be checked. That needs to be cleared with us, Oscar.
Yeah sorry, guys.
It's totally fine.
Okay, this is the full 13 seconds.
So the first one is the short one from the tight hole.
So that completes the sound.
Yeah, it's all one sound. Okay.
What is that? That's a.
That's four farts by my count.
Was that four?
Can we hear it again?
It's five. They're five, but I can play it if you like.
One more time.
No, I trust you.
One more time.
All right, one more time. That's one. That's
two.
One there, slightly longer. Looser hole.
Three.
Just this type, but lower.
Four.
Oh, that sounds like it's coming from the lips.
Five.
So that, okay.
The last two have loose cheeks. I would say it's the last two to me sound like because what I'm realizing already
yeah.
is that not only is it the tightness of the hole, it's the looseness of the cheeks that contributes to the what I would refer to as the pitter patter of the do you know what I mean when I refer to that? Pitter patter of the sound.
Yeah, so I've just sort of categorized this for myself. We don't know the title yet. It's five fart sounds of varying tightness of hole and cheek. And for me, my issue with continuing
someone's
to
bringing
use
him,
this
there's
sound.
Your coffee, sorry, Mark. Sorry, as your coffee's arrived.
Mark's got his coffee.
Thank you.
How long did that take?
Mark, no.
Mark.
I'm just saying.
That's really.
Thank you from Mark.
We don't do that, Mark. That's really rude.
I've used one of these machines. 30 seconds. My fucking ass.
Okay, great. So any last thoughts on the first?
I don't know about how usable it is because there's five different sounds and all of those sounds have different qualities.
Yeah, there's very rarely a situation where we're going to need five different fart sounds with a beat in between them. We couldn't play that sound, so I don't know how often in rotation we're going to be able to use that one. So it doesn't get my vote.
Yeah,
voting?
Well, whether we're going to use it, is it making it onto the shortlist. I just don't see a point to it. You need a tight fart, you need a wet fart, you need a loose fart, you need a hard fart.
They're all great farts.
And all of these were, I would like to say, a lot of these were quite dry.
Absolutely, but I just think that there is a specificity you're looking for when you're looking for a fart sound, and to get five fart sounds, if they were all in the same category, maybe, but there's too much variance.
What did you classify it as again?
I called this five fart sounds of varying tightness of hole and cheek.
Is that what you think potentially the title of the file is?
I don't think that's the title of the file, but I don't think the title of the file will be robust enough for my memory. So this, I'm going to be giving them sort of subtitles,
yeah,
for my own sake.
It's then.
Do you
want
like to guess?
Something like five cheeky farts.
No, this is 32-16 human, farts.mp3.
So okay, human, so that's the kind of human, comma farts.
Right. Yeah, human, comma farts. Right. Human.
Can you give that to
human
me?
Farts?
Human farts. Human. Farts.
I think that could human be a farts. Dog fart.
What excites me? What excites me about that is that potentially there's going to be some animal farts. or some farts from things that aren't human on this
Depends
list?
Depends on the list.
Because why would you specify?
I heard an elephant fart once at the zoo, and it was it sounded like, oh!
Do you ever do that thing where you need to fart, you have a guest around, you lie on your side, you spread your cheek.
Mark.
So that rather Mark. Than fart going, it goes,
not lie on my side. Anyway.
Because I don't want them to
you
know.
You
want
to put that on the shortlist, Mark?
That anecdote?
No. Just trying to move on.
Yeah, okay.
I wish there was an antidote to the farts that I have ruined. And I wish that was an anecdote. I wish
Okay. We've got through one fart sound. It's time for an ad break. We've got to get through
five.
A fuck
to be fair, five.
Before we go to the ad break.
Okay, sorry. Five, but one sound.
Mark, do you want to put that on the shortlist?
No.
All right, we'll be right back with more fart sounds. And we're back. All right, we'll play the next sound.
This is a really nice coffee, by the way.
Yep.
Oh. Fantastic.
Oh, I love
this one. I'm sorry, I shouldn't play.
Just for clarity, is that
that was two
back to back the same one, or is that one track?
That was one sound effect. There was tonal differences in those two.
Okay, great.
What sounded to me like a robot farting?
there was quite a digitalness. The sort of obfuscation of a real fart. I know this is an artificial fart.
Can we play that
and
again?
And I don't hate it. Oh. I think sometimes we search for truth in fake farts, and I love that I know this is a fake fart.
To me, this sounds like they're underwater on a bumpy bus. Can you listen to that again?
And slower. Here it comes.
Because there's a wetness, but not of the fart. More in the, you know, when you fart in the bath and then the bubbles come up and then you use your nose to poke, to pop the fart bubbles. So you can really, you know, when you do that and then you get a boner. This reminds me of the sound that I imagine the farts would be making from under. So when my cousins were in the bath, sometimes I'd bathe with my cousins.
Mm.
I'd often put my head under the water to hear what it sounded like when they farted. This reminds me of that. But there's the how do I describe it? How would you describe this, Brendan?
The bumpiness.
The bumpiness, which makes me think they're on like some public transport. Like a bus, and they're going up some potholes, but they're underwater.
But if they're going up, they're only farting when they hit the potholes.
No, I think they're farting, but as they farted, I bit my tongue just then. As ow.
You're okay.
Yeah, it really hurts.
You need to take a break.
Because I can talk about the fart while you just check in.
Yeah.
So I've called this one.
You're okay.
You're right, mate.
Yeah, it just really hurt.
Because we don't have to talk about the fart if you're.
No, I don't want to talk about farts anymore. I just need a break for a second. Ow.
I don't know what I thought this podcast would become, but I don't know why I didn't. Of course, it's going to be Mark sharing fuck stories.
Yeah, we're two in and we got two. We got you lying on the couch when you have a guest over.
Of course, this is going to be Mark over.
We got. Yeah.
I was expecting an abstract exploration of sound.
Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story that.
All right. Just to finish up, my tongue is healed. Mm-hmm. Just finish up. I think they've started farting. Oh. The buses hit a bumpy road.
That's what it evokes for me. Yeah.
I don't think that's what's been captured.
When you drink a red wine, it takes you to the Barossa Valley. You know, you see the sun, you feel the sun, you feel the, you know, the warmth. You're walking with maybe your partner.
Yeah, if you're an asshole, but, sure.
He's talking of evocations, Broden.
Yeah.
Not of reality.
Mm.
I've titled this the augmented oscillating fart pair.
Fart pair? Oh, the pair of
the
farts.
The augmented oscillating fart pair, because the sound oscillates in both. I love that it evokes a natural sort of response from Mark. From the moment I heard it, I don't think of real world. And that's what I love about this fart sound. It doesn't sound like a real fart. It sounds like a fart sound.
I would agree that it sounds like it's been fabricated. It's been created in a lab.
And I love that.
The first time I heard it,
acknowledgement.
You... halfway through said, I love this.
It, for me, we're so often searching for truth in fart sounds, but you can never capture the truth of a person farting in the room. If I needed to fart right now, there's so many unknowable variables that you could never capture. So why try to fake it? I love that this just, it is what it is. It acknowledges the artifice. I'm a huge fan of augmented oscillating fart pair. It's definitely on the short list for me.
What?
What do you think? List, man. Your short list? You're like
shortlisting it?
No.
What do you want to ask for another coffee?
Please don't bring me another coffee.
Can we get Mark another
No. I haven't pressed the coffee button. And there is no coffee button. Yeah. I like this fart,
yeah.
But to me, the fabricated nature of it, I can't imagine a time when we would be using it unless we did some sort of underwater podcast.
It's a shortlist, it's not a finalist. It's a shortlist. We might not use it.
And it's not on my shortlist.
Okay. The deciding vote goes to Broden.
Well, I think if anyone votes for it in, it's in.
Oh, okay. Sorry about my aggression there. I didn't realize that was the game.
That's totally fine.
I'm so sorry.
I realized.
I get really passionate about it. I get really passionate about augmented oscillating fart pair.
Any, the name.
I went in hard.
What is the name of the actual file?
Fart, comma, cartoon, comma, low buzz fart times two dot mp3.
That's a good title.
Fart.
Cartoon.
Do it without the commas. Just
fart. Fuck. Fart, cartoon, low buzz fart times two.
Mm. That's fart. So it starts and ends with fart.
Let's play it and then I'll say the name of it and see how you think they pair. Fart, cartoon, low buzz, fart times two, MP3.
I think that's an excellent name.
I have worries about the definition of it. It's low def. I know you might like that. It's not real fart. It feels low def to me. That's okay. We'll move on.
That's fair. There's no voting. I thought this was a vote system.
No, it's a majority.
Is it a majority?
If you vote for it, it gets in, unless...
Do you vote for it?
The majority, no.
Do you need two votes for it to be shortlisted?
No, I think I like the other one. I don't think we need that aggression.
Well, you like the other one because it gets it on the list.
I actually just realized I don't care.
All right.
And I was like, it'd be funny to care. I don't think it is funny to care. So is it in the shortlist, isn't it? What are we
doing?
It is. Yes.
Okay. Next, fart, please, Oscar. Classic.
Boring.
Classic.
I love that.
Boring.
You say boring, I say classic.
Okay, I suppose.
One more time. It's long. I like that. Yeah.
Oh, it's a mid-length. That. It's a mid-length fart.
That's a classic.
It goes somewhere. It goes somewhere. Oh. That has a journey.
I reckon you hear this. Yeah, you hear that? That's in TV shows. I've heard that.
Fart. Yeah, that's what I mean. I've heard it.
That is someone sitting on a leather couch. That is somewhat. One more time, Oscar. I can smell it. I can smell it. It's so nicely. It's
Yeah.
It has that beautiful sort of. I have synesthesia, so when I hear sounds, I see color and shape. This for me evokes like a brown. I see the most wonderful shades of brown when I hear that. A little bit of yellow. There it is.
Yeah, it's on the shortlist for me. I think that's an absolute classic.
I think when you need a go-to,
just
like a go-to fart to break a conversation after a lengthy pause.
That's a famous fart. That's the Wilhelm scream, you know, of farts.
You think so?
Yeah.
I've called this one mid-length realistic fart, early peak with a soft fade out.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a gorgeous description of what this is.
Well, it's actually called Fart One.
Well, it is Fart One.
And it is Fart One. It's probably the first fart ever recorded.
It does sound, Fart One does sound right because some editor making a movie or TV show goes into that thing, goes to the Fart One, that'll do.
That'll do. Yeah. But then the director's like, I've heard this fart too many times. It sounds not like me. My farts at home.
If I was a Hollywood director, I would have a fart foley artist. and their whole job is to eat beans and fart into the microphone.
Mm. Their whole job?
Fart Foley. You'd have a different Foley artist for walking on stones and shit.
If you want to hear a great original fart, I have a short film.
You're going to bring this up.
A short film that I did when I was 18. It's called Monday Afternoon. It's available on YouTube right now. And at the end of those credits, I was recording some Atmos for the film. I was in my laundry. I had the dryer running. I was just recording at general Atmos at the house. I realized I needed to fart. And I was like, I must capture this. This is coming out at a record speed and pace. Turn the dryer off. I rush the microphone towards my cheeks. And I did a fart that I'm just so impressed with. I put it right at the end.
Yeah, you made it your credits.
I made it my credits. That is an original fart from my ass that I recorded when I was 18.
20 years ago now?
15, 16, 17. No, that would have been 2002.
Almost 15 years
Why
ago.
Why do I have a feeling this is a two-part episode?
Yeah, no, it is. I think we're going to make this a two-parter because we're nowhere near this list. But let's worry about cross that bridge.
No, we don't have in to a be, good way. And it might I'm not. Just, I'm loving this.
It might not come next week. We might break it up a bit.
Yes.
But we don't have enough time in the day.
Yes, this I know two things in my heart. This is A.
Mark, your coffee's here.
You bought me another coffee. I didn't even order this one.
I thought you.
Is there a coffee button? Have I been
Can
pressing
I have that one?
One?
I'd love a coffee.
What?
Can I have that coffee?
Oh
no, I want yeah. I want the new one.
Why? They brought this for me.
Let me have that one.
How come you two get coffee?
It was for Mark. I think it was.
It's for me.
Oscar, shut the fuck, man. Like, that is, he's not going to drink it.
Well, I am now.
Oh, fuck. All right.
You have to promise me one thing. You're going to have this coffee if you promise me one thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got nothing. I don't know. Can you just promise me that when I come up with something, you'll promise to do it.
Oh, okay, sure. Whatever it is, absolutely.
Right. Promise me you will not drink this coffee.
Well, there we go. I can't drink
there
it.
There you go. That's yours.
Oh, fuck.
That's all yours, right. Mate.
How come you two get coffees?
No, you get Zach a coffee?
No, don't. Don't.
He wants a coffee. Wants
I don't.
Coffee.
I don't. I don't want it. There's literally someone here whose job it is to make sure the cameras are working. Mm. And they're getting coffees, and I feel really bad about it.
And it is.
But he's looking left to right. He's darting his eyes. Yeah, if he actually wants.
He wants to. And I do have to say, I love this guy. He's fantastic. The coffees aren't taking quite a while.
Yeah, they are. They're taking longer than you would hope.
It's because they're going to check the video.
I've used that machine, and that coffee.
But you're being
quick.
A cunt. You are being a
You've
cunt.
You've changed, man.
You all come right.
In. I'm just saying.
New studio.
If there's a coffee button, if that is what we're doing, let's fucking, come on.
I've hit a bit of an issue.
If I fucking press it, I want that fucking coffee within.
I got a drink here ready to gulp.
To water.
But I'm holding my notepad where I'm taking down the names of the farts.
Do you want me to
hold someone hold my cough button while
I drink all right.
It?
I'm holding Mark's.
I'll just sip Zach's. It first.
All right. You're on cough.
Right.
No one.
Yeah, I barely heard that.
Did anyone hear my gulp?
No.
Right in.
I heard it in the room.
If you heard the gulp, send us a DM.
All right, let's play that next fart.
Is this number three?
This is number four.
Number three was mid-length realistic fart, early peak with a soft fade out.
So this is the fourth fart.
So we've just played fart one.
How many farts do we have on the list?
A fuck ton. Yeah. Like a one. All right, next fart. Classic. That's another classic. I've heard that in
this
an Adam Sandler movie.
I can get behind this one.
A Rob Schneider.
How's that not fart one?
You reckon that's more fart? Can we hear fart one? Now this one? Oh, they're classic. They're
both classic. I can taste those.
Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. I see. Play it again. I see brown.
Yeah, mate, it takes me to my childhood. It takes me to watching Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo. Takes me to...
This one feels like...
Yeah, there it is.
One more time. This one, I feel like... This one it goes big, it goes small, it goes big. It has that, it has a...
Okay.
It has a flow. It goes, wow. Do you
Can I
that?
Hear it again? Because I was giving it a different... one more time. Is there
See,
any way
does
to slow it
bounce
down?
At the end?
Is there any way to slow it down? It's okay if there's not.
I don't think there is.
No, sorry, there's
no. That's totally fine.
It bounces. I think it bounces at the end.
It sounds like you're doing Tim Allen in Home Improvement.
It is. Maybe it's called the Tim Allen phone.
Okay. Have you written your description, Zach?
It has a similar shape to that sound.
It's the sound of the 90s, isn't it?
Play it again.
It's a similar one.
It is the fart equivalent of
Tim Allen's Home Improvement.
I've got.
Did he only ever do that in Home Improvement, or was that a thing he was doing?
It wasn't in the Santa Claus, no.
But, and is it when Tim does that? Is he confused? Is he surprised? Is he excited? What is that sound?
I don't know.
I'm focusing on the farts.
Trying to think of when I would do it in real life.
I'm trying to focus.
I can't see my neighbor's face.
Oh,
maybe something in that kind of situation.
My title here, tell me if I'm right, wrong, give me your thoughts. Wet, loose hole fart with a sharp fade out and slight Home Improvement style uptick.
Wet,
loose hole fart with a sharp fade out and slight Home Improvement style uptick.
You think it stinks? You think that one stinks?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know, often if your fart smells, it's because you need to take a shit.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Do you think
right.
that fart has a shit? Brilliant.
Well, think about it. The air is passing through your colon.
We know this, man. Everyone knows this.
Not everyone knows this.
Do you know what? I think there's a confidence to this fart. There's a confidence and a loose hole sort of energy to this fart that makes me think there isn't a shit coming because this has the physiology of a
freewheeling.
To do a fart like this,
when you
would poo yourself.
When you are so comfortable with your partner, you're on the couch, you're watching a television show, maybe watching Dharma.
And Greg.
Dharma and Greg. this is the kind of fart that you would do
if we were a different kind of group.
Dharma and Greg.
We'd make
Jeffrey Dahmer and Greg.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, Jeffrey Dahmer's moved in. He's an uptight business type and he's a serial killer.
He eats people.
He's a cannibalistic serial killer.
All right. I've just been alerted we've run out of time. This will be a to be continued, sadly. If you liked any of these in particular, let us know. Which ones are we shortlisting? Did you like Fart 1?
Love Fart 1. Classic.
Yeah, that's on the...
No, that was five.
That's Fart 1.
You're saying five fart sounds. Oh, Fart 1.
Yeah, the name. That, we, do you know
not
that,
the first fart.
Sorry, yeah.
What's the last fart? What do we call that?
Oh.
Zach has a name for it.
Well, wet loose hole fart with a sharp fade out and slight Home Improvement style uptick.
Just a note on your guesses.
Yeah.
Just think simpler.
I'm not guessing. These are subtitles, Brody. Yeah, these are whatever title that has, right? That's in the big bold text. Yeah. This is underneath it. It's something between a title and a
because it is called Fart 2.
There you go. Easy.
Can we number these farts? Because I'm numbering them. So in the order that we're hearing them as well for categorization.
So in your head, human farts is one.
So five fart sounds are varying.
Fart 2 is fartful.
I don't think this is helpful.
Can you just give them a number?
Fart 1,
before?
Fart 3.
Okay.
So that is now one. What's that?
Fart 1 is Fart 3. Fart 2 is Fart 4.
Hang on. I think we've only done four farts.
We have.
That's what I said.
So Fart 2 is Fart 4.
Are you going to listen to me? Are you going to start listening or?
I'm so sorry.
Fart 2 is Fart 4.
Fart 2 is Fart 4. Fart 1 is
but
Fart
4. But I would
three.
Call it 4 Fart three. 2. I would call it 4 Fart 2. I would put the order we hear them.
Yeah.
That's how they name asteroids, fun fact.
Fart 2?
No, they put the number of discovery before the name.
I don't agree with that.
Well, that's how they do it.
Well, that's
can't disagree
stupid.
With the well, Astronomical Society of the World or whatever the fuck they're called.
Why? Is it called Meteor 1?
No, it's called 1 Series. 2 Palelelelelele.
Why?
Because there's so many of them.
We're going to leave you this week. Thank you.
I hate that.
My favorite was 2.
Hang on.
Fart 2?
Fart cartoon low buzz fart times 2.
Fart 2 is fart
oscillating
four.
Fart. Or 4 fart 2.
The second fart we played or fart 2?
No. Fart 2 is 4 fart 2. wet loose whole fart with a sharp fade out, and slight Home Improvement style uptick.
That's four fart two. Which sounds like this.
That was four fart two, wet loose whole fart with a sharp fade out and slight Home Improvement style uptick.
Four fart two.
I agree with wet.
Oh, okay. I can change it.
I just don't know if I agree with
that. I don't care.
I think we will come across ones where we go, that's wet, and we will regret later.
Do you think this is not wet? Because there's wetter, there's ways to... Do you think it's not wet?
I think to call it wet is a stretch.
I'll just call it loose hole fart with a sharp fade.
But then you're also just talking about two fart cartoon low buzz fart times two, which sounds like this. Classic.
That's my favorite.
Here it comes. Yeah. That's your favorite.
Yeah.
Great.
That's your favorite?
Well, I can't go past an augmented oscillating fart pair.
Which is, was that
what that's you two
fart. Two fart cartoon low buzz fart times two?
Yes.
It's saying it's your favorite before we've heard all of them is
of the four.
Is wild.
Of the four. So far.
Okay, great. Because I just feel like off you're gonna four. Come to regret that later.
I'm not. I doubt it will be favorite. My full favorite.
All right, good.
It's just the most interesting of the four.
I won't let you pick another favorite.
I think three and four are good workmanlike farts.
I've never heard a better fart than this.
We're more likely to use them.
I won't fucking take that if then later on you hear one and you're like, actually, that's my favorite.
But
out of the ones that we've heard.
Are you going to hold me against something I never said?
I might.
But I never said it. I said that's my favorite of the four. If one that is more interesting comes along... So be it. We'll find out in part two.
We'll see you next week on this podcast where we might do this or another one might come out.
Did we want to go out with a fart?
Yeah, let's do a cliffhanger.
Let's go out
What are we going to call that? That's great. I'm happy to just keep rolling into part two if that's cool with you, Oscar.
Not when you say fart two. You mean episode two of...
Let's go out.
I don't know if you... Well, you mean episode two because you're not talking about three fart two.
No, I'm not.
Should we go out with this fart and then we'll come back with part two?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll leave you on this one, which will be the starting discussion in part two. I'm just going to tell them it's called fart three.
Oh, I was going to go on the last one on the list.
Oh, okay.
But it's up to you guys.
Oh, okay. No, do you want to go?
Why would you do the last one on the list, Oscar?
I just felt with it for a little bit longer.
Oscar's prepped this.
He's got a funny fart.
All right. So we'll end on that and we'll see you.
Wait, are we playing it?
We'll see. It's going to play and then we're not going to talk.
So we're going to end on
very
on a fart.
Confusing.
This is the cliffhanger, Mark. This is the Netflix 10, 15 seconds. You know, you're
going to hear this fart and then we're going to hear thoughts, opinions in the next episode, part two.
And here it is. We'll see you next week.
God, I didn't need that. I like my life. I didn't need that.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.